And we'll go ahead and open a public hearing on LD 718, an act to increase the beneficial use of construction and demolition debris. And we'll welcome up Senator Black.
Good morning, Senator Brennan, Representative Graflick, and all esteemed members of the Environmental Natural Resource Committee. Thank you for allowing me to present LD 718, an act to increase the beneficial reuse of construction and demolition debris. I am Senator Russell Black, and I represent Senate District 5, which includes Eastern Franklin County, Northern Kennebec County, and most of Somerset County. Earlier this year, I heard from sanitary districts in my district that the cost to get rid of sludge was going up and they were having a hard time getting rid of it in some situations. I and other legislators had a meeting with sanitary districts, local elected officials, DEP, and other players on the reason behind this. What came from this meeting was that Casella Waste was not able to take the amount of sludge that they had been able to because Maine no longer allowed the out-of-state trash, and there was not enough trash to bulk up the sludge to dispose of it, which led to this amendment to my bill. This amendment replaces a bill, which is a concept draft. It amends the definition of waste generated within the state under state waste law management law to provide a provision and definition that took effect February 1st, 2023. Does not take effect until July 1st, 2025. With such a change in the effect date made retroactive to January 31st, 2023. It also amends the law regarding the reuse, the recycling of construction and demolition debris by certain solid waste processing facilities that were in operation during the calendar year 2018 and accept exclusive construction and demolition debris by extending the dates by which those facilities must reuse or recycle a certain percentage of such debris through methods other than placement in solid waste landfill, which some changes in effective dates made retroactive to December 31st, 2021. There are many of us coming after me who will be able to explain how sludge disposal works and what is needed to bulk it up and why we need to take the out-of-state trash. My hope is that you can help the sanitary districts find an affordable way to get rid of the sludge because the ratepayers cannot afford the high rate increases that is being caused by the legislature's past decisions. In closing, attached, you'll find an article that was in the yesterday's Sunday paper entitled "Across Maine, Sewer Ratepayers Are Starting to See Increases to Cover the Cost of the Sludge Crisis." I encourage you to read it. It really explains the situation occurring here in Maine. Thank you for your time, and I really appreciate your support for this legislation.
Thank you so much, Senator. Are there any questions from the committee or the bill sponsor? Okay. Well, Representative Gronlich.
Thank you, Senator. And thank you, Senator Black. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, in the beginning of your testimony, you had said that you and other legislators had a meeting with sanitary districts, local elected officials, DEP, and other players on the reasons behind this. Who are the legislators that you met with?
At that time, it was a small group. I think we were hearing from our local Franklin County, Androscoggin County legislators, and we met. I know Senator Timberlake was there. I know that Sheila Lyman was there. Mike was not there. There was three or four more. I can't remember now. It was a small group of local legislators we were hearing from, and there was a group of sanitary people there, and they were telling us how much it was, the increases were costing them, how it was affecting their ratepayers. And you know, that was the first we'd really heard of how bad the costs were going to be for the towns.
Thank you. So specifically, they were reps really in the region that you
right.
and others
yeah.
represent.
DEP commissioner was there also.
Just one more follow-up, if I may. Senator, do you know whether or not these meetings occurred before or after Casella sent out letters that indicated they were having a rate increase? Do you remember the time frame?
I can't remember. It was. It must have been time flies, but I think it was.
And it blurs, so I appreciate it.
I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago we had this meeting.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Best of my knowledge.
Anyone else? Thanks. Have a great day.